welcome to Sgrowthcast, the English language Sgrowth Cabano podcast that nobody asked for. My name is David.
And I'm enjoying 100% mobility.
Yeah, I'm not. I've absolutely knackered my foot, which is irritating in the extreme. It's massive.
It's big in Japan.
It's big in my living room is what it bloody is.
You know what they say about men with big feet.
Big shoes.
Aye.
Yeah. We've got a lot to get through today, actually. I just mapped it out in my little notebook here. We have many, many sections.
Lots of sections.
To go through. So we're going to try and keep the blether to a minimum, if at all possible. But we are going to have a quick look at England's victory over the Czech Republic the other day. We've got a trip to České Budějovice. We've got previews of Prostějov and Ústí nad Labem. We've got the welcome return of Railway Station Jingle.
Uh-huh.
We've got Beer of the Podcast. We've got the less welcome return of Rabbit's Review.
What do you mean less welcome? How dare you? That's my bit.
I know that's your bit, but it wasn't really of Rabbit's, was it, really?
I mean, I'm now calling Rabbit anything that's pork plus dumplings and cabbage, because that's the closest we've been getting.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out. This is a governmental issue at this point.
So we've got that. We've got a couple of hot or nots. We've got Beer of the Podcast, and we've got the traditional outro.
We might even have a song, yes.
Yes. So, without much further ado, I suppose we should crack on with it. It was England 5, the Czech Republic 0.
Yes, it was. I feel sorry for two people in particular. Friend of the show.
Is one of them you?
Friend of the show, Petr Kuča, who went over and was in attendance at Wembley, and my pal Misha from the other office at my work, who also went over for it.
Right. Yeah, they didn't get to see a vintage Czech performance.
It wasn't good, was it?
There was a lot of commentary on social media and also various legitimate media outlets talking about the horrendous gap between the classic sides of 96 and 2004 and this current Czech generation, which is massive.
Yes. Not massive in a good way.
No. I was looking actually down the list of clubs that the Czech starting 11 played for.
Half of them are Slavia?
Not in the starting 11, okay. No. We only had one representative from Slavia starting. That was Solček in midfield. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them were from... Well, there are four from clubs in... Or three from clubs in Turkey. From Antalyaspor, Trabzonspor and Kashima Antlers. No, not them. No.
Oh, I see. It's they're no Haras Hadoud.
They certainly are not. A couple from sort of middling German teams, two from Werder Bremen, Jurka Pavlenka in goal, mm-hmm. and Theodore Gabri Selassie, who ostensibly was marked as a winger. He's not a winger. Mm-hmm. And Vladimir Darida, who... He tried his best, bless him, to get something going. He plays his club football for Hertha Berlin. And he was sort of drifting around to the right-hand side. I'm going to say mainly the right-hand side because on that side was Gabri Selassie and Pavel Kantarabek, both of whom are fullbacks.
Yeah, Gabri Selassie is playing as a winger.
Yeah, he's not a winger. So Darida was trying to do a sort of an inside right job, mm-hmm. there. Didn't really work. Patrick Schick up front plays for Roma, but he's normally stuck up front with Edin Dzeko to bounce long balls off. So
he doesn't particularly score domestically, though, does he? He scored both against Poland in Nations League.
His international record is very good.
His domestic one is a bit suspect.
Is not so good, no.
But I would have thought they would have played what's his face from Sevilla in goal.
What's his face? Can't remember. I should remember this, but I can't.
Yeah, fresh from getting battered by a bunch of other Czechs,
yeah.
But he looked semi-competent. I mean, I guess you can't really say the keeper was at fault for anything, really. Perhaps positioning on the first goal, I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, I think he just sort of followed... He was sort of caught out for the first goal. I mean, it was a nice ball in by Sancho and a sort of, you know, a sort of long-legged, almost Crouch-esque finish from Sterling for the first one. Mm. The second one... Was it a penalty? Kalas and Kadarabek sort of came together. Sterling got in the middle of them. Was it a bundling to the floor or was he just crowded out? That's up for debate.
Debatable. What I don't think is Well, what also is debatable, but I think shouldn't be, is that Callas was the worst player on the pitch.
He's currently playing his club football at Bristol City.
Like, fucking useless. He was fucking useless, man. He was at foot. I mean, he gives away the penalty, whether or not you say that's a penalty. I believe it bounces off him. I mean, he's unlucky for the fourth. It bounces off him where they're trying to clear, and it goes straight into the path, I think, of Sterling for,
that's
his,
right, yeah,
for his third. And then the fifth goal.
There was one other monumental moment of crossed wires with Chaluska, mm-hmm. I think. Sort of, you know, comedically crashing into each other halfway across the 18-yard box or something like that. What I did enjoy was Jadon Sancho doing a sort of back heel nutmeg on poor old Filip Novák halfway through the first half. I enjoyed that. That was good.
I enjoyed watching it at Udana, Brno's premier pub for watching games, because the funniest thing that I found about it, and maybe it's just because I'm pretty much a one sport man to an extent, I just support football, was that half the bar didn't seem to care about the game, but were all about Cometa.
Because Cometa were in the playoffs.
Against Mountfield. They won both of them. Both the last two, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A football pub when literally nobody was watching the football. All eyes were on the hockey, weren't they?
It was great because at one point it looked like there was a TV like about 5 seconds out of sync because there was wild cheering from one side of the bar, and then you realise it's, oh, okay. It's hockey.
I did also notice our table of English plus you and Paul were respectful stroke sensible enough not to jump up and down and roar and cheer when England scored any goals. Because
pigs can fly before me and Paul would be jumping up if England score.
You know what I mean, though. You know, in a Czech football fans pub, it was mostly sensible to just go, well done.
To be honest, it would have been kind of sad because I think it was. here's your top level analysis, David. It was a sad performance from the Czech Republic, and I think they might actually not. Like, they're supposed to come second in this group, right? It's supposed to be a little bit tight with Bulgaria, perhaps. They might come fourth.
They've got Bulgaria at home next. Mm-hmm. That's their next game. I think that could, it could be one. Even against Montenegro, I think they might have problems when they go away there.
Yeah, well, Bulgaria have played Montenegro and Kosovo, right? I think they huffed and puffed to a draw each time.
Yeah.
I don't see the Czech Republic huffing and puffing to anything, really.
How do you mean?
In the sense that, but I think that Kosovo, Bulgaria, and Montenegro have shown that they're probably good enough to beat that Czech team. That Czech team is just hopeless.
Yeah, you would think with players of that sort of ilk, you would at least try to get a bit of fight and a bit of team spirit and a bit of organisation out of them. Organisation would be the minimum that you would ask, and they didn't look like they had any of that even.
They threatened to equalise for about 5 minutes at the start of the second half, and that was about it. And that's when you're already 2-0 down. And, right, this is classic England getting a really soft qualification group. And you're like whoever is going to come second in that group, it's not going to be about results against England. I would expect England to win all their matches. Mm-hmm. Going to Wembley and losing 3-0 even is not a terrible thing, but you need to have something to actually bounce off that and go, and go again, so to speak. There was nothing really good in that Czech performance at all. I mean, they got pasted. It was demoralising. They're a very slow-looking team. Yep. There was nothing to really say, all right, well, if we take this bit of this, then we can apply that to our next game.
Yeah.
It's got the dreaded combination of really bad setup and also players being wildly out of position.
Yeah. It wasn't good. Anyway, talking of players being wildly out of position, we're going to look at our trip to Česká Budějovice.
Just before we talk on that, I just remembered one thing.
Yes.
It was a good day in it was a good weekend in international football for one Czech.
Oh, why?
The manager of Kazakhstan.
Let's have a railway station jingle. We haven't done that for ages.
Outstanding stuff.
Because we finally got a city with a decent sized railway station, i.e. Chesky-by-Davidson.
We finally got a city.
True. Good one. The Chesky-by-Davidson railway jingle is called Kabudyeitsum Cesta.
Close enough.
Yeah. And it's this remarkable siren noise. And as with many of these things, it's a traditional piece of folk music about, well, travelling to just whatever it's, I suppose. And it sounds, well, the original sounds like this. Gdyby nasi pani powoleni dali je tam holka hezka. Gdyby nasi pani powoleni dali je tam holka hezka. So that's all very nice. Lovely video there if you want to find it on YouTube of, you know, people in Croy doing a bit of a waltz near a castle on a road. So that's good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's discover what we found there after this. Anyway, let's talk about a huge bit of foot shootery to which I feel I may have been getting late onset sympathy pains. I think that's why my foot is all expanded and massive due to the massive amount of shooting in our own foots Brovka managed to do away in Chesky-by-Davidson.
Yeah, now most listeners to this podcast are probably aware of the score, so now we're going to talk about Dinamo Chesky-by-Davidson 3's Brovka Brno 2,
right.
Where Brovka were 2-0 up after 45 minutes, David.
That's right. It was pretty much an unchanged side. We were sort of okay in the first half. Not brilliant, but we looked solid enough.
Enough,
yeah.
I'd say. We were actually quite robust in our third for the first, say, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
We seemed to be marshalling everything okay.
Yeah, we started young Krejci as a centre-half again. The back four of Sukup, Krejci, Shural, and the Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
And after half an hour, up pops Shimon Shumbara to score, which is very nice.
It's a lovely goal.
It's a lovely goal.
It's. I think it's actually, I mean, it's bad refereeing done good in some ways, because I think it's a foul in the build-up to the goal. Mm. The referee doesn't blow, nor does he give advantage. And then the ball just like fortuitously drops to Shumbara, who just sort of, bends it, I guess, yeah. You'd say.
Well, I mean, he scored a very nice goal against us in the Trinets game.
Yeah,
so
true.
He is capable of slinging the odd one in. And then 4 minutes later, Škoda scores a second. I'm glad to see Škoda slowly getting back into the side after his injury. This is good stuff.
I love this goal. I love this goal not because of the finish, but because, you see, when he receives the ball in his left foot, he does that sort of back heel flick to put it onto his right foot.
Yeah.
And then just sort of like lashes it top right.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's very satisfying, isn't it? Oh, yes.
Oh, all meat, no vegetables.
Oh, you meaty hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice.
The sun was shining, the beers were cold, and life was good.
It was. It was a decent turnout from the Zrojevatsi. A lot more fans than I thought there would be for a 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
50 or 60.
Yeah, well done for everyone that turned out.
Everyone actually in good spirits.
Yep,
lots of friendly and familiar faces.
Yep, everyone having a whale of a time. Good beer. I missed the Škoda goal.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was down getting the beers, and I got bought... a beer, because there was me and two other lads in the beer queue. We heard the goal go in. The guy in front of me just went, "Dah!" Just like hurled his hands up, mashed my beers away. They went all over us.
Yeah.
And he just went, "Oh, shit, sorry." And instantly ordered like six more.
Yeah.
So everyone was having a great time.
Yeah.
And at halftime, we were 2-0 up.
Well, just on that very quickly as well, just towards the end of that half, you saw Chebe sort of getting into it.
Mm.
And Ledecky, who is, again, the league's top scorer or whatever, misses an absolute sitter.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. He just completely skies it. Like, the ball just sort of drops to him behind the defensive line. All he has to do is sort of hit it with the side of his foot. And it's
right
going
in front
in.
Of us, I remember.
And he
that,
just...
Yeah.
He's got, I you don't see people skying it from 3 yards usually. It was ridiculous. And then just on the half time as well, he was free in the box, bullet header, which was straight at Haluska.
Yeah, it's, and there again, just going into half time, it's times like that you think this might just be our day. You never know. Like, everything looked pretty good.
That's perfect. You've got it to half time. You've weathered a couple of attacks.
Yeah, Haluska, you know, again being quite new to the first choice goalkeeping spot, has had stuff to do. He's made a couple of saves that, while not the most testing, would have been confidence building. Mm-hmm. Everything looked good. Second half started. After 55 minutes, Havel scores for them, and then a sequence of events unfolds that was 3 minutes of utter, well, 2 minutes of utter chaos. Mm-hmm. So it's 2-1.
Yeah.
On 68 minutes, we get a penalty.
Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced it's a penalty.
Either way, up steps big Lukasz Magiera, who you wouldn't want anyone else in the side at the moment taking a penalty.
Absolutely, you would not.
Absolute. Yeah, he does this so well. Hits the bar.
It's just unlucky, really.
Yeah.
It's that for the win.
It is. It would have been 3-1 with 20 minutes to go, and that would have been us out of sight. Magiera hits the bar. Goalkeeper grabs it straight down the other end. A minute later, we give away a penalty.
I'm not convinced that's a penalty either.
Uh-huh. We get two people booked. Tonda Rusek gets booked and Shural gets booked, yeah. Yes.
He was the one that committed the foul. It's mm-hmm. because he sort of comes running in, and then he has some pressure on the Dinamo player's back, and then he goes down.
Mm.
I don't really, you know, I don't know. I mean, if it is, and I'm just wrong, and it is a penalty, like, the attacking player has got his back towards the goal, so you shouldn't be doing that.
Well, no.
You shouldn't be giving away something like that. I still don't think it's a penalty, though.
Well, I mean, if you think, you know, as the cliche goes, these things balance themselves out. I don't think either of them were penalties, really, but there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would be fine with it evening itself out if at that point this was to go 3-2, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Ivo Taborski steps up, sticks the penalty away, and from then on,
immediately we were both like, we're going to lose this game.
Yeah, we were.
Because it was, what, 15 minutes left after that?
20 minutes left. That was on the 70th minute. 20 minutes left. There's only one way this is finishing.
Who pops up? Who pops up for the goal?
David Ledecky on the 76 minutes. And then it's just us basically long balling it forwards until, of course, 10 minutes later on 86, Shural picks up his second yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. You know what? I forgot all about that even.
Yeah.
That's how raging it was at the result.
So from 2-0 up at half time, we finish 3-2 mm-hmm. down with 10 men.
So 76 minute, Ledecky makes it 3-2 to Dinamo Česká Budějovice.
Yes.
And we immediately take off Lukasz Magiera and put on Ondra Winter. Why, David? Why? Like, you know what this game needs? Less attacking threat from the away side?
Yeah. It was... That really should have been the time to go do or die. And
absolutely.
We died.
Look, meek, no confidence. This is becoming a recurring theme in the season of Zborovka Brno, because we've lost... All right, here's a good fact. It's not a good fact, but it's a fact. We've lost 6 games this season,
mm-hmm.
right? In 4 of those games, so Česká Budějovice, Prostějov, Třinec and Viktoria Žižkov, we've all lost those games after taking the lead.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Česká Budějovice, we took a 2-goal lead. And also, remember, we were lucky to get away with a draw at Ústí nad Labem when we went 2-0 up as
That's
well.
That's right, yeah.
We cannot hold leads. We cannot manage games.
I've completely forgotten about the Ústí being 2-0 up thing, yeah. Oh, joy. One final thing before we close this section. I know whether you... Was it Ralph? Was it Blansko Klobasa that mentioned...
Yes.
Was it the Brno's goalkeeping coach?
Yeah,
is that right?
Brno's goalkeeping coach is the Blansko number one, yeah.
Right.
And there's this rumour.
Yeah, there was a rumour that he was so furious he refused to travel back on the team bus and slept in the stadium.
Now, I don't know anything about this, but I can almost 100% say didn't happen. Because if you're a goalkeeping coach, I think...
Huge if true.
Huge however. If true. I think we're defensively responsible for at least one of the three goals we conceded.
I don't blame Haluska for this.
I think Haluska, like, as much as you can after conceding three goals, had a good game.
He did.
I think he made a number of crucial saves. The issue with this is going to be about how we actually manage games, how Schuster actually manages games, because I'm not convinced by the tactical decisions that were taken on the day as well. And I'm kind of getting a bit sick of this. When we go in front or we go 2-0 up or something like that, and then we concede, and then the team just looks utterly shell-shocked. This is not how you get results or grind out results.
We also touched on this last time, just quickly before we move on. Moving players back one position doesn't work. Krejci is not a centre-half. Rusek is not a central midfielder.
At the same point, remember when times were good and it was 2-0 up? And we talked about how how Ladja Krejci was almost assuming a Franz Beckenbauer style role.
I don't think maybe he's supposed to be trying to be a Franz Beckenbauer. He's no Beckenbauer.
He's no Beckenbauer. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. We should actually end this, but we should talk a little bit about just Cesc Budějovice, because it was a fine it was a fine time.
We will. Let's do that. So on Cesc Budějovice itself, nice town.
Great town.
Yeah.
Second trip there.
We had a lovely Airbnb on the main drag from the railway station into town, which is very nice. We, after the game, we went past the gigantic pencils outside the Kohinoor Hartmut factory.
photo of us with pencils available, I believe, exclusively on this Broyovcast Facebook account. So take a look there.
Then we found our way back to the Masné Krámy. That was where we had lunch. We found ourselves at the Železné Panna pub that does that delicious... Was it raspberry?
Raspberry beer.
Raspberry beer. Oh, tasty.
That was good. I mean, very unfriendly service, but good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, proper old school, you know, brick vaulted, no music on, everything's made of wood.
Yeah.
And has like hunting trophies on the wall sort of place.
It was quite a cool vibe, very dark and dank. The dank, Mo, the dank.
Oh, the dank. Yeah. But yeah, nice town if you're ever probably going to Český Krumlov, which is why people go down there. It's definitely worth a day.
Are you actually going to miss out the highlight of the trip?
What's the highlight of the trip?
The burrito, David, the burrito.
We had a delicious burrito.
We had a delicious burrito.
We did.
On the square.
Yes.
And then also they had imported Mexican drinks.
They did.
Like soft drinks. And there was that pineappleade, which was all
it
sugar.
It was delicious, wasn't
it? I was flying.
It was really tasty. We went for lunch at a place called Masné Krámy, as I mentioned before, just off the square. I sent back my first ever meal. I've never sent back food before.
I was going to say, don't order the burger.
Don't order the burger. I went for like the spicy meat, the spicy beef burger.
I ordered the spicy meat.
the spicy beef burger thing, which came and it was a sort of a slim sliver of something that purported to be meat. Many, many gherkins, swimming in sauce, cold chips, stale bun, and I sent it back, and the waitress was completely understood, and she was completely... She looked flabbergasted and devastated, but I said what was wrong, and she completely got it, which was fine. She was very nice.
Let this be a lesson to you, David, because that's, I believe, twice on away trips now this season that you've ordered a burger, and it's been shocking.
They've both been crap, haven't they? Yeah. Yes. But that leads us very nicely on to the return of...
It's Rabbit's Review!
Rabbits. Well, we haven't done one of these for a while. It's Rabbits Review, Sam.
I have pork, cabbage and dumplings on a plate, David.
That's right.
The noise in here is pretty loud, so I'm going to get straight onto it.
It's also dreadful Czech radio playing pop music, so... ignore the scraping of chairs and the terrible radio as Sam hacks his dumplings apart.
Please note two types of dumpling. We've mentioned this before as being one of the things that I particularly look for in a rabbit.
You do, yep. Please answer something. So here we go. But come on. More dead air. More dead air. I'm waiting for my burger to cool, by the way.
Cabbage is good.
Good.
Cabbage is really good. Meat itself is very, it's incredibly tender. You can just, you know, put the fork straight through it. Not as much fat as I would like. I'd like a bit more fat on it. I think that's the flavor. But all overall, I think a half decent effort.
All right.
That truly is the best section of the podcast, and I, for one, am thrilled that it's back.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're thrilled. I'm thrilled that you're thrilled. So, Frosty Off.
Mm.
Yes. Home of the other disappointing burger, by the way.
As he takes a swig of beer. Yeah,
And gobs it straight down his Kraftwerk Computer World t-shirt, which I've never seen before. And I'm very impressed by it. I'm slightly jealous of it. Anyway.
So, back to Das Fotball.
Yes.
SK Prostyov.
Fußball, surely. Yeah.
I was being Sudeten.
Okay.
All right, so time to get revenge on Prvny SK Prostyov.
On Jan Polak's Prostyov.
Jan Polak and Milan Lutonski's.
Oh, that's where he's gone now, hasn't he?
Yeah, Milan Lutonski.
Getting the band back together.
My favourite thing. There's expectations versus reality. So getting released by Zbrojovka, signing for Jablonets, getting loaned out to Prostyov.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He's now sporting this incredibly weird, like, goatee musketeery moustache thing. He looks like one of these people that goes up to you in restaurants and is like, hey, can I show you a card trick? It's very strange. You should look. It's bad.
One for all and all Milan. Thank you.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, yes, what about these bunch of hooligans?
They're absolutely shite and we should beat them. That's my
analysis. We've said that about a lot of teams.
Yeah, I know, right? So since they've returned from the break,
mm-hmm.
They've lost three in the bounce. It took a Kladrubski penalty from Dinamo to beat them, but Žižkov also beat them 4-1 and Hradec won 3-0 last time out. Mm-hmm. They have the worst form of anyone in the league.
So that's about to change.
Here you go. They've lost 7 league games in a row.
Right.
And have 1 win in 12.
Yeah, that is pretty poor.
And this is why they are 3 points off the relegation zone.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also a concern is that they've scored the least amount of goals of any club this season with 13.
That's dreadful. Okay, fair enough.
So what do you do if you're not scoring enough goals?
Well, you shore up the defence.
Yeah, you sign a goalkeeper. So Patrick Lejiang.
That's right.
From Vlašim.
Yes, your man.
The guy who I believe I'm on record on this podcast saying he's the sort of goalkeeper I would like to see as Zbrojovka.
Yes.
Has gone, and he's not helped. there's Lutonski, as we said. Here's fun. Right, here's also the problem as well, and Česká fotbalová reprezentace, take note. Prostyov also play a 4-5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is they've got another signing. They've got is Jan Vošáhlík,
right,
who signed from Teplice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a midfielder. He hasn't scored since 2017, but he hasn't had that much playing time.
Uh-huh.
So naturally, he was the lone striker against Česká Budějovice.
We're hitting Prosty off the banter years here, aren't we? Nearly?
Yeah, he was a regular at Jablonec about 7 to 8 years ago, so I can see a pattern emerging in where they get a lot of things from. But they've also got an attacker. They've got Adam Ševčík, who they signed.
Yep.
He's from Sokolov, and he's a 2-goal-a-season player.
Oh, magnificent.
We've said this before, but we should absolutely hump them, and we will huff and we will puff. No, we'll do it. We'll huff and we'll puff, and it'll be 0-0 or 1-0. Or we'll just do that thing where we just scud someone 5-0.
Yeah.
That's what I really think.
Either way, it's a very sense. Well, it's another Sunday evening 6 p.m., isn't it?
Yeah, which I'm looking forward to this.
Very nice.
I don't know why. I mean, I must have some sort of, what do you call it, Stockholm syndrome?
What, where you fall in love with your kidnapper?
Well, sort of like, you know, it's like you just keep keep being excited about the absolute misery that keeps coming back, and you keep coming back, and you keep coming back.
That's just masochism, isn't it? That's not necessarily Stockholm syndrome. That's just supporting this football club.
Sbrojovka Brno, the crack cocaine of football. You know it's not good, but you keep wanting a hit.
And it plays havoc with your teeth.
Yeah.
That's not... I don't know that kind of
thing. I am actually very interested in your thoughts on this, David, because after... And I've been talking too much. But after the what I'm going to call a meltdown last weekend in South Bohemia, what do you do if you're Zbrojovka this weekend?
I'd like to see Bartolomeu back. I bang the Bartolomeu drum very heavily, and I would like to see him brought in place of possibly, well...
Don't you say Shumbara.
No, I was looking at last week's lineup, and I think, well, maybe shift to a 4-3-3, possibly, and have Shumbara and Bart either side of Magera, Rusek behind, possibly. I would go with something like that, maybe. Get a bit of width, get Magera's elbows out, Rusek buzzing around. Basically, recreate what we did against Neumo almost.
Okay.
And then at least that way you've got potential to shift shapes very easily if it's not going very well. You can drop the wingers back, even drop Rusek back, bring Škoda on, bring on the Zekel virus. Something like that. I don't know. But I would like to see Bart back and running again.
Good point on that, actually. What we actually forgot to mention so far is when Czech, because of the international break at the weekend, Zbrojovka on Friday actually played a friendly against Opava.
They won it 3-1.
We won it 3-1, and the third goal was a beautiful a Bartolomeu goal. Really nice. He's looking fit. He's looking good. And
it's not 10:15 in the morning, this one.
Yeah. Can I say something a bit wild?
Go on.
I wouldn't mind seeing a 3-5-2.
Ooh. Okay.
Hear me out, boys, right? Because I know this is just like totally mad for Czech second league football, right?
You're going to say Krejci is the centre of a three, aren't you?
I don't want Krejci as a defender, man. I don't want him as a defender. But at the same time, like, we actually have so many choices in the midfield.
Yeah.
And I would like to keep Magera and Škoda up front.
Oh yeah, okay.
Perhaps at the expense of potentially dropping Rusek, because I think he's wasted in the midfield. Now that you've mentioned with the Krejci at the centre,
Krejci playing the Ondrush role, if you will.
I actually don't hate that. At the same point, though, I don't trust us to defend ever. So it's absolutely wild if we have two actual defenders and one pretend defender in the back of a 3-5-2. I just think it'd be absolutely jokes if we did that, though.
Well,
can you imagine playing that sort of stuffy 4-5-1 Prostyova going to play? And it's going to be just a brawl in the middle of the park. It'd be sick.
I'm coming round to this idea. I've got to say.
Email the club. Email
the hilarious.
Club.
dear Mr. Shural, there are too many
Pani Shural.
There are too many defenders nowadays. Please eliminate one. I am not a crackpot.
Miesme Anglicki Footballowy Podcast Zbrojovcast. Bracket expert.
Yeah. Hi.
Vikrochili.
Hi. You don't know us, but we've got that big flag your lads always look confused at the final whistle.
Hey, Curly, here's some free advice.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get on the email. Get some public support behind this.
Final thing before we have to move on, looking at the time. Predictions. I know.
3-0.
Nice. I love that positivity.
Yeah. 3-0. Why not?
Good.
You?
One each.
Good. Time again for hot
or not.
It's time where we decide if it's something is hot
Or not.
Or not. Is it hot or not, Sam?
Hot.
Or not. Not hot.
Yeah.
Or hot.
Remember when we said to keep the chat to a minimum in order to fit
hot
into the... Or not.
Sam. Just one each.
Just one each
this week. I think. Mm-hmm. My hot is Tomáš Holý.
Mm-hmm.
The holy golly, I'm going to say.
That's fantastic.
Wasn't that Arthur Boric?
Arthur Boric, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tomáš Holý played his 100th game for Gillingham.
Congratulations,
at the weekend, they won away at AFC Wimbledon, and because it was the same weekend as the Czech national team game, the away end was filled by a bunch of Zlín fans, is where he came from, I assume,
mm-hmm.
And they came with their tiny ridiculous flag that was Zlín and just said like Zlín City Cobblers 99.
So you're saying that was Holy and the Library?
Jesus Christ. What's hot, Sam?
Okay, my hot this week, David, is the phrase, we go again, which I have heard done by both the Czech national team, the Scottish national team, and fans of Zbrojovka Brno.
What's nice is they put it into Czech, didn't they? Yeah.
Yes, because apparently when you have soul-crushing defeats, like all three of those were,
mm-hmm.
all you can do is go again. And yes. We'll be going again next season in the second league.
With three punching fist emojis.
Punch, punch, punch. Yeah.
There's always to represent the three goals conceded, of course.
It's either something like that, we go again with a fist, 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 or it's something like you go girl fist, isn't it? It's like, yeah, Hillary Clinton bossed the debates, fist. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, you know, is totally taking Congress by storm. Fist.
Yeah. Well, enough said about yeah. that, I think.
Enough fists.
Enough fisting.
Or not. Do you have a not?
I'll tell you what's not hot, Sam.
Go on.
The countryside of southern Bohemia, as seen from a train.
How on earth have we got the same not?
Is that your not as well?
You'll see it written down. In the microphone.
Yeah, good, yeah.
South Bohemian nature.
Yeah, so that's my... God, it's boring.
Well, we can co-opt this one then, to save time. Yes, it was just... It's just trees.
It's just trees. The railway line just cuts a swathe through the same type of tree for 4.5 hours. It's really very, very dull indeed. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, it's a very long train journey to Česká Budějovice.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Beer of the podcast.
This has all gone Radio 4 all of a sudden, hasn't it? In this episode of Beer of the Podcast, the beer was played by Rod Little.
The part of Old Hugh was played by a frying pan.
And the band was Shawadi Wadi.
So, what have we got? We've got Clashter.
Clashter.
It's part of the Lobkovich group.
Good. This is a very much, I had no time to go and shop for great beers.
Well, you were too busy buying my care package, bless you.
Yeah.
I've been housebound for 3 days.
Buying you toilet roll and painkillers.
Yeah. Oh, my life, as it is now. So, yeah, Clashter, it's a classic lager. It is one of the cheaper ones again, isn't it?
I think it's around 13 crowns. It's one of my go-to supermarket beers.
Is it?
That, Sviani, and controversially Zlatopramen, which I think are three very acceptable
you
beers from a supermarket.
You don't see Zlatopramen a lot nowadays, do you?
You don't.
I don't tend to see it very much. So, but yeah, it's solid enough.
One of those knack out of a plastic 2 liter,
yeah.
But pretty good in glass. Mm-hmm. And this one as well. I mean, this one is one of your constituent parts of your 8-beer mixer.
It is, yeah. If you go to Albert particularly, you can get sort of a cardboard box with a plastic handle with a sort of adult's variety. At Christmas, did you ever get those like chocolate selection boxes with like a fudge and a caramel and a galaxy whatever?
Did you ever, as if I don't still get that.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
I do,
yeah.
It's great.
So, yeah, this is the grown-ups version of that.
What's your favourite in the box?
In the chocolate one or the beer one?
In the both.
Fudge, and I'll tell you for why. Because
a finger of fudge is good enough to give your kids a treat.
That's not the reason, but it's a reason. Okay. Because I like stuff that's full of fudge, but I'm scared of chomps. You know chomps.
They have
the like really really like stringy toffee sticky fudge inside, right? And when I was a kid, I lost a tooth to a chomp. So I'm terrified of the chomp, but I like the flavour. That's why I like the fudge. Easier to eat.
Yeah.
You can gum it.
Yeah.
If you, if you need to. As was my case, like, and it's delicious.
You can't see this at home, but David is like wildly gesticulating the idea of gumming it, like
gumming a fudge.
Yeah, I'm doing, man. Have you taken those painkillers already?
not even nearly. Anyway, clashed out. Here we go. Sink.
It's my favourite in the selection box.
It is.
It's reliable.
Good,
it's crisp. It's nice. It does everything you want at a fine price.
And the label has a picture of a monk on it in a cloister. Yeah. Of course.
The monk is also holding a very, very large stein of beer.
And a key.
Which I quite like.
A big key and a giant tuplak.
You never see, always on these beer bottles and wine bottles and things, you see like members of the clergy, you know, sort of with a big stein or whatever.
Yeah.
But you never see them pissed. Well, not in this country at least.
Well, he's holding a tuplak and a key, which means I'm wondering whether he's trying to make tuplak secure.
Yes. There you go.
So our final section of the pod today and the final preview is of Ustinad Labem, another home game. We've got two home games on the bounce, don't we?
Yes, and which is, well, sort of, well, would be nice. I'm not going to be there for this game.
I will be your sole roving reporter on that one.
So good luck.
Thanks.
Hope it's actually an interesting game.
Yes.
For your sake, as the first one, the first game turned out to be, I'm going to be diplomatic and say, an intriguing encounter in the
the
North Bohemian Brownco Basin.
Yep.
Perhaps a different kettle of fish this time round. Ustinad Labem, they were confounding expectations somewhat.
They were doing very well.
They were
flying.
I think they had something like the first six or seven games were all wins. They looked like a real promotion contender, and now they are 3 points ahead of Zborovka in fifth place.
Yeah.
We're in seventh.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been decent enough since they've come back. So they've beaten Trinets, who are kind of a sticky side. They've beaten Zhizhkov, as you're supposed to, and they drew with Vlashim, which I don't think is a great disgrace. I think Vlashim are quite a good team. A few signings.
Yeah.
Not many, but a few signings.
Are they all loans from Teplice? As is the style at the time.
Michal Šimeček from Teplice under-21s is here on loan as a left back. They've curiously taken another left back as well, a guy called Oliver Jansson. He was a free agent from Spartak Trnava, so has a bit of chops about him. And he's super recent, so he signed on something like the 22nd or 23rd of February. So either they already don't like the look of Šimeček from like friendlies, or
they had no left backs.
Yeah, so you know, why not get two? You know, they're just like buses after all. Matej Valenta is a midfielder, and he's on loan from Slavia Prague.
Okay.
So they've not changed up too much. They're not a team in a huge financial position, I believe, to be able to make too many sort of moves for things. Actually, saying that, Zhizhkov got six players January.
Yeah.
But I think they're absolutely fine. There always were questions about whether or not Ustinad Labem, if they were in a position to be promoted, would actually be able to financially take that. So I think that that's almost answering itself now, in the sense that I don't think they're going to go up. I don't think they're going to finish in the top three.
They seem to be just sort of winding it down a little bit, don't they?
I think they'll be close. I think they'll stay probably up there. But this should be sort of a good test. I think once we went 2-0 up, probably against the run of play, in the away leg, they pretty much hounded us for something like an hour.
Yeah, like a bunch of hounds.
Like, it's the thing, what we commented on the time specifically was the fitness of them and how they were always looking
That's
for
right,
the first
yeah,
ball.
Yeah.
So that'll probably come into play again. I don't know how good they are as a travelling team. I didn't really look into that. Their home form is really good. They have a bit of a weird running track sort of stadium, but a good partisan crowd, I sort of thought, when we were there. And a lot of people really into their team up there. And I guess when you are, you know, in the shadows of Teplice and an hour and a half or so from Prague with all the Prague teams, you're not far away from, you know, some other bigger clubs as well. You sort of have to be really, you know, for that team rather than just having a passing interest.
What I am kind of looking forward to is, as you said, because I don't think they're going to go up and I don't think they want to go up, it will be interesting because away to Zbrojovka is going to be pretty much a free hit. They don't necessarily, you know, there's no pressure on them. They don't necessarily have to win. You know, I don't think they're seriously chasing promotion. So it will be interesting to see if they come and just like chuck it all at us just for the hell of it, or play like try something experimental, and how Zbrojovka cope with basically having to play a team that is very, very good, but has no expectation whatsoever.
That's a really good point, because on the other hand, all the pressure is on Zbrojovka at this part of the season now, because...
Absolutely.
I mean, again, it's one of these things where if we had lost 1-0 in Česká Budějovice, this wouldn't have been such a big deal, but it was the manner of actually going 2-0 up and losing, and just the team just looked absolutely dead by the end of it.
Yeah.
That now the game against Prostějov is crucial. That's a game that we should be winning, a team that we should be beating. And then here is another one that if you have any hope whatsoever of even challenging or threatening for third or second, you need to be taking points off of. And that gets to players. And that's going to be interesting to see. Generally speaking, our home form is good with some notable slip-ups. The start of the season is the start of the season. The loss to Vlasic is galling. The draw to Sokolov is uninspiring.
But we need to be getting 6 points off these
Absolutely
two.
Absolutely we do.
We do. Two home games back to back, and we need to be getting 6 points from them. It's as simple as that.
Because after that we have the awkward trip to, I believe, Mastaborsko. So we go to Tabor after that. Again, another game that you should be winning. Mass are Drek. But the way that Zbrojovka works has never been like that. Like, you say, you know, maybe beat Prostějov 1-0 and then struggle to get a point with Ústí. Then that trip to Bohemia becomes just a far larger challenge than what should be happening. A professional team with, for this league, a considerably larger budget than a team like Taborsko, considerably better players than Taborsko, should be going in there and professionally getting the job done. And that's the difference between us and the likes of Jihlava and Česká Budějovice.
Yep.
Because Jihlava and Česká Budějovice do have bad days away from home. They do struggle to beat teams like Prostějov 1-0. And, you know, I think it was Jihlava actually who ended up scoring, I think, in the last 10 minutes against Mass to take all 3 points in their game there. Where they play bad, they can get results. When Zbrojovka play bad, we just absolutely chuck it.
I would have to say Čebe and Jihlava look like, to a certain extent, two lower-end top division teams who think they're down here for a year but are confident of going straight back up. Yes. We do not look like that.
Yeah,
they look like first division teams who have been dropped in the second league and gone, right, straight back up. We know we're good enough to do this. We can dig results out. Zbrojovka do not look like that.
Budějovice have a record of doing this before as well. They got relegated about 3-4 seasons ago when we didn't. And then they they've been here for the last couple of seasons. Actually, I think they were something like 4th last year. And that was seen essentially as a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Again, a team very similar to Zbrojovka in this, well, not in terms of history, in the sense that there's you sort of feel in the city a sort of a split in terms of loyalty between like sort of like walking to the stadium, you go past the big hockey arena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of divided loyalties. And Brno fans are notoriously fickle. I don't know if Chebe fans are.
I would assume, I mean, there are many people more qualified than me to talk about this, but I think Czechs generally are very fickle. If you're not winning, they won't come see you. Hence the, you know, the low crowds for Cometa when they were in the second league, and now you can't get a ticket for love nor money. But that's by the by, really.
Conspiracy theory time, actually. Thinking about it, because Jihlava also have Dukla in the hockey, who are doing, I think, quite well. I think in the first league, you have Oselaři Třinec as well.
The Třinec Ocelots
as well.
No. Mm-hmm. I'd love it if they were, but it's not.
And if I was to mention what I would say is a really good example of a good football team that gets into Europe, manages its budgets well, but is still a small club, I would say a team like Bohemian Jablonec.
Yeah.
Do Jablonec have a popular hockey team?
No.
And so we move on to the final part.
No. Liberets do, however.
They do.
Liberets have the Billy Tigri of Liberets, which are just down the road. Mm-hmm. But, you know, either way.
Mountfield Hradec Králové. The list goes on.
Anyway, so we're going to finish, as we always do, with an originally English language song sung in Czech. Before we do, thank you to everyone who has followed us on Facebook and Twitter and so forth, and thank you to everyone who has been downloading and following this podcast. We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for you. It's been picking up in popularity slowly but surely. It seems to be going quite well, so thanks to everyone for that.
Yes, appreciated. Please keep getting in touch. Has anyone ever used our email address?
Yes, your man from the club.
Aha.
And that's it.
It's sbroyovcast@gmail.com, which we don't shout out enough.
Yeah, or obviously at Sbroyovcast on Twitter and Sbroyovcast on Facebook. So, yeah, we're going to play out with a song about, I mean, it was nice being in Český Budějovice, so we stayed over Sunday night, which meant we had a night actually in a proper town, which was kind of fun.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. So we're going to play you out with this, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hodina bývá dlouho trpělivá a potom odbíjí. Pátá, a tak tu zpívám slova mlčelivá o tom, že pomíjí. Pátá, zvonek zvoní, škola končí, po schodech se běží. Umírám, kdo si mě kará a páni, já nenabírám, neboť pátá, právě teď odbyla, pátá, právě teď odbyla, pátá, právě teď odbyla nám. Pátá, hodina bývá někdy nekonečnou a pak už odbíjí. Proto zpívám píseň jedinečnou, právě že pomíjí. Pána, a zvonek zvoní, škola končí, po schodech.